Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Brainwash by David Perlmutter and Austin Perlmutter, a compelling guide on how to resist the modern world's attempts to hijack our brains for profit and reclaim control over our mental well-being. As board-certified doctors, the Perlmutters bring a scientific rigor to their exploration of how societal forces shape our habits and behaviors negatively. They then present a structured 10-day plan designed to break these unhealthy patterns and foster better habits, leading to a more serene and fulfilling life. Not just for medical enthusiasts, this book is a beacon for overworked individuals seeking tranquility, dieters in search of sound strategies, and anyone eager to make positive, incremental changes in their lifestyle. Backed by scientific insights and practical advice, the Perlmutters' work makes it possible to recalibrate your life one day at a time. Join us as we summarize Brainwash, exploring how to navigate and overcome the chaos of modern life for tranquility and satisfaction. Tune in to gain insights on creating sustainable changes towards a healthier mind and body straight from the experts in the field. Brainwash. Detox your mind for clearer thinking, deeper relationships, and lasting happiness. Introduction. Reconnect with happiness, unpacking the science behind contentment and mental health. Today's world teems with instant gratifications, from the allure of fast food to the constant entertainment offered by streaming platforms. Despite this, there's a rising tide of anxiety, depression, and a sense of disconnection among many. Why does this paradox exist in an age that seems designed to cater to our every whim? Dr. David Perlmutter and Dr. Austin Perlmutter, a dynamic father and son team, delve into this question in their enlightening analysis. They argue that our modern lifestyle doesn't just offer solutions, it also creates problems by hijacking our brains. These persuasive practices nudge us toward decisions that may provide immediate satisfaction, but ultimately detract from our long-term happiness and health. The Perlmutters present a compelling solution to break free from this cycle through their innovative 10-day brain boot camp. This program is crafted to reset your cognitive habits, enabling you to make decisions that enhance your well-being over fleeting pleasures. You will uncover lessons from our ancestors on the benefits of a nourished lifestyle, the surprising health benefits linked to simple elements of nature, like houseplants, the impact of digital screens on your sleep patterns, and overall health. Armed with this knowledge, you'll be positioned to cultivate a life that prioritizes wise choices, steering you towards sustained happiness and a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. Part 1. The double-edged sword of modern convenience: how it undermines long-term joy. In a world where pleasure is just a click or a snack away, you might expect happiness levels to be skyrocketing. Yet surprisingly, the quest for quick happiness often leads to the opposite effect. Over the past few decades, there has been an alarming rise in antidepressant use, soaring by over 400%, alongside burgeoning rates of suicide and chronic insomnia, affecting 1 in 4 Americans. This book sheds light on a troubling contradiction. While our world excels at offering instant gratification, it fails to foster sustainable joy. The root of this problem lies deep within our evolutionary biology. Our ancestors faced a harsh and unpredictable environment, where survival hinged on quick rewards like social acceptance and calorie-dense foods. Despite dramatic changes in our external world, thanks to technological progress, our brains, particularly primal areas like the amygdala, still crave these ancient rewards. Today, however, this ancient wiring is manipulated for profit. Take the food industry. Supermarkets could prioritize wholesome, nutritious foods, but often give more shelf space to sugary, high-calorie products. While these items cater to our innate preferences and are lucrative for businesses, they ultimately contribute to long-term health issues like obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Similarly, social media platforms exploit our primal needs for social interaction by encouraging constant engagement. Although this may fill a temporary void and drive advertising revenue, it often detracts from genuine, meaningful connections, leading many to feel isolated despite being more connected than ever. This phenomenon, which could be termed disconnection syndrome, reveals a glaring imbalance in how we value immediate rewards over lasting well-being. The upcoming sections will explore how we can reorient our brains to prioritize long-term happiness, beginning with some transformative strategies. Part 2. The Adaptability of the Human Brain. A Tale of Transformation and Resilience. Imagine it's the mid-19th century, and Phineas Gage, a railroad worker, experiences a life-altering accident. An iron rod pierces his skull during an explosion. Miraculously, he survives, but the trauma alters his brain, and with it, his personality. Once friendly and warm, Gage becomes impulsive and irritable, distancing himself from society. As years pass, however, his brain gradually heals, and he returns to his kinder demeanor by the end of his life. This remarkable story highlights a crucial insight. The brain is incredibly flexible and can undergo profound changes, both positive and negative. This concept, demonstrated vividly in Gage's experience, is rooted in the brain's capacity for neuroplasticity, how it reconfigures itself in response to new thoughts, experiences, and emotions. Whenever you think, feel, or interact, your brain's neurons create and strengthen new synaptic connections. This adaptability can shape your personality and behavioral patterns over time. For instance, if you frequently entertain negative thoughts, these neural pathways strengthen, making such thoughts more likely to recur. Understanding the brain structure illuminates how these changes play out. The brain comprises several key areas. The brain stem controls basic life functions like breathing. The limbic brain, home to the amygdala, processes emotions such as fear and pleasure. And the cerebral cortex, the most advanced region, manages complex cognitive tasks like reflection and planning. Optimal mental health relies on a harmonious dialogue between the emotional limbic system and the rational cerebral cortex. When faced with danger, for example, the amygdala triggers a fear response, which the cortex then evaluates to decide on the best course of action. Difficulty arises when this interaction falters, leading to unchecked emotional impulses that manifest as impulsive and self-centered behavior. Addressing this challenge involves reinforcing beneficial connections between these brain regions. Strengthening these pathways can enhance our capacity to manage impulses and engage in thoughtful decision-making. The following discussion will explore strategies to fortify these connections, promoting a balanced and health-oriented brain dynamic. Part 3. How modern excess disrupts our primal brain circuits. Picture life 12,000 years ago, devoid of modern conveniences like TV, smartphones, or even strawberry ice cream. Back then, daily survival involved simpler but critical tasks such as foraging for food or evading predators. Our brains evolved to thrive in that ancient context, finely tuned to the limited stimuli of the environment. Unfortunately, this has left our modern minds struggling to cope with today's endless barrage of sensory input. The core issue is that the risk and reward structures in our brains are now dangerously overstimulated. Here's how this system operates. Engaging in pleasurable activities, such as eating a sweet treat, triggers the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that stimulates the brain's pleasure and memory centers. This mechanism was perfect for a world where high-calorie food was scarce and remembering its location was vital for survival. But in a world overflowing with readily available treats, this same mechanism can lead to an overload of stimulation. This constant triggering of our dopamine pathways can result in tolerance. We require more and more stimulation to achieve the same pleasure, resulting in a never-ending cycle of seeking gratification and never truly feeling satisfied. Yet modern life doesn't just crank up our pleasure responses, it also heightens our stress responses in unhealthy ways. Stressful or threatening situations increase the production of cortisol, setting off our fight or flight mechanisms. Muscle tension, an accelerated heart rate, and heightened alertness as the amygdala takes charge. While this can be life-saving in a genuinely perilous situation, its frequent false alarms from daily stressors can overwhelm the brain's capacity for rational, calm decision-making. Consider the daily routine of a typical adult today, beginning with an early morning smartphone check, a dopamine spike, and followed by a hectic day filled with traffic jams and stressful meetings, cortisol spikes. The day often concludes with another round of digital immersion and perhaps unhealthy eating, leading to yet another dopamine surge. This repetitive cycle of highs from dopamine and lows from cortisol disrupts the brain's natural balance, tilting us toward an overactive limbic system. This condition primes us to overreact to stress and subsequently indulge in behaviors that promise quick relief, thus perpetuating a cycle of imbalance. Next, we will explore how our digital devices not only participate in, but actively exacerbate this overstimulation, intensifying the challenges our brains face in maintaining equilibrium. Part 4: Navigating the pitfalls of social media for a happier life. Consider a typical morning. You wake up and immediately reach for your phone. During breakfast, you're browsing through emails, and by the time you're commuting, you're scrolling through social media once again. This pattern is common, and you're far from alone in this behavior. Recent studies highlight a startling reality. About 16% of teenagers feel a compulsive pull to their phones. The question is, at what cost does this connectivity come? The central takeaway here is that excessive use of social media can significantly impair your happiness. Digital communication tools have transformed how we interact, offering unprecedented convenience and immediacy. Yet, they also pose unique challenges by excessively stimulating the brain's reward system. Each interaction, be it a like, a share, or a comment, triggers a release of dopamine. This constant barrage of feel-good chemicals can lead to a form of addiction, where the satisfaction of real-life experiences pales in comparison to the virtual hits. This habitual engagement with digital platforms can also lead to tangible changes within the brain. Research indicates that frequent users of the internet, especially those who feel addicted, often show signs of a weakened anterior cingulate cortex, a critical area responsible for impulse control. This degradation might explain the compulsive nature of refreshing feeds and awaiting notifications, a never-ending loop of anticipation and reward. Beyond the neurological impact, there's a social toll as well. Despite the plethora of platforms facilitating virtual connections, real-life interactions remain unparalleled. The average person now juggles over 8 different social media accounts, which, contrary to making us feel connected, can exacerbate feelings of isolation. A revealing experiment by the University of Pennsylvania demonstrated this when students limited their social media use to just 10 minutes per day over 3 weeks. The results were telling. Those who curbed their usage reported significant decreases in loneliness and depression. What if you applied this experiment to your own life? Consider moderating your engagement with social media and observe the effects. Try setting definite boundaries for online activity and invest time in offline relationships and activities. By doing so, you might discover that reducing your digital footprint can lead to a more substantial, fulfilled presence in the real world. Part 5: Reviving empathy to combat the rising tide of disconnection. Imagine yourself walking down a bustling city street. Cars are zooming past, and at the corner, you notice an elderly woman struggling with her groceries, trying to cross the road. Instinctively, you decide to help her. This act of kindness is an expression of empathy, a fundamental human trait that has played a crucial role in our survival as a species. However, there's growing concern that modern lifestyles are diminishing this innate capacity. The crucial insight here is that nurturing empathy is essential in combating what's termed disconnection syndrome. Empathy manifests in 2 primary forms: affective empathy, which involves sharing another's feelings, and cognitive empathy, also known as theory of mind, which is the ability to understand another's perspective. These empathic responses are fundamental to social interaction and community building. In stark contrast stands narcissism, characterized by self-centeredness and a lack of regard for others' feelings. This trait is not only socially disruptive, but is also linked to more severe issues like aggression and antisocial behavior. Recent studies have raised alarms over a societal pivot toward narcissism and away from empathy. For example, research from the University of Michigan reveals a significant drop, around 40% since the year 2000, in empathetic tendencies among students. What's driving this shift? The modern digital landscape, with its relentless demand for attention and rapid dopamine cycles, is reshaping our neural pathways. Not only does this hyperstimulation reward narcissistic behaviors, but it also weakens the neural connections that underpin empathic understanding, notably between areas like the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala. This erosion of empathy contributes to greater social disconnection and can exacerbate stress responses, particularly in those showing narcissistic traits who, studies show, often exhibit higher levels of cortisol. Despite these challenges, the situation is not irreparable. There are actionable methods to enhance empathy and thereby restore the deeply social nature of our interactions. In the upcoming segments, we will explore practical steps we can all take to restore these crucial connections and rekindle our collective empathy. Part 6. Rediscover Your Roots. The Healing Power of Nature in a Digital Age. Consider the vision laid out by E.M. Forster in The Machine Stops, a haunting early 20th century short story that paints a bleak picture of a future where humans live in total indoor isolation, rarely witnessing the sun and interacting solely through screens. Fast forward to today, and you might find unsettling parallels. According to one survey, Americans now spend a mere 5% of their day outdoors, leading to what some experts term a nature deficit disorder. The essential message here is: heal disconnection syndrome by rekindling your relationship with the natural world. In the hustle of urban life, it's easy to forget our intrinsic connection to the outdoors. Historically, humans didn't just visit nature. They were an integral part of it. Inhaling crisp air, treading through forests, soaking up the sun. While modern convenience has its merits, numerous studies affirm the significant health benefits of engaging with nature. Consider this: nearly 90% of Canadians reported feeling happier, healthier, and more productive after periods spent outdoors, according to a 2018 survey. Moreover, a study published in the journal Science linked views of natural scenery to improved recovery rates in surgical patients, who also needed fewer painkillers. What makes nature so beneficial? Many researchers believe that natural environments drastically reduce our stress levels. A simple walk in the woods, for example, not only lowers cortisol but also puts our daily stresses into perspective, momentarily drawing our attention away from work pressures and digital notifications. Additionally, exposure to sunlight plays a crucial role in our physical and mental health by promoting the production of vitamin D. This hormone not only bolsters our overall health, but also aids in the synthesis of serotonin, a key neurotransmitter associated with well-being. Integrating brief sunbathing sessions or casual strolls in the park into your daily routine could substantially boost your mood. Beyond just spending time outdoors, what you choose to consume during your interactions with nature can also impact your wellness. Next, we'll explore how dietary choices contribute to combating disconnection syndrome. Part 7. How the modern diet undermines both mental and physical health. Take a moment to scan your kitchen. Do you notice colorful boxes of sugary cereal, or a few cans of soda chilling in the fridge, or perhaps some leftover takeout from last night's dinner? These food choices, ubiquitous in contemporary diets, would be unrecognizable to our ancient ancestors, and unfortunately, they're not particularly beneficial for us either. This brings us to a crucial understanding. The modern artificial diet can be detrimental not just to your waistline, but also to your brain health. Originally, early humans were hunters and gatherers, consuming a diverse array of foods that varied with the seasons and geographic availability. Fast forward to today, and our diet has dramatically shifted due to advancements in agriculture and food processing, leading to a diet that often lacks nutritional diversity and richness. A glaring issue with today's diet is its excessive sugar content. Unlike our ancestors who encountered natural sugars infrequently, today's meals are laden with carbohydrates and added sugars, often sneaking into our diet without our conscious awareness. A 2016 study by the University of North Carolina examined over 1 million food products and found that a staggering 70% of them contained added sugar. The repercussions of a high sugar diet extend beyond waistlines, significantly impacting brain function. Diets high in refined sugars can diminish the production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a vital protein for maintaining robust neural connections. Moreover, elevated sugar levels have been linked to serious brain conditions like Alzheimer's and dementia. A study conducted in 2018 even highlighted a correlation between high sugar intake and increased rates of depression. Contrarily, adopting a diet low in refined sugars and rich in healthy fats, such as those found in olive oil, nuts, seeds, and red meat, can enhance mental health. These foods are abundant in tryptophan, an amino acid that aids in the production of serotonin, a critical neurotransmitter associated with feelings of happiness and well-being. Thus, while adjusting your diet is a pivotal step towards a healthier brain, it's only part of the picture. Other lifestyle factors, such as maintaining consistent sleep patterns, play an equally integral role in mental health, as we'll explore next. Part 8: The critical role of sleep in brain health and functionality. You know the feeling, eyes drooping, body heavy, each step a chore. This is the harsh reality after a night devoid of sleep. While the physical toll is evident, your brain bears the brunt of sleep deprivation, possibly even more so. The fundamental takeaway here is that adequate sleep is vital for optimal brain health. Our bodies operate on an internal clock known as the circadian rhythm. This cycle is a vestige from our days in the natural world, dictating when to sleep and when to wake. Modern living, with its constant artificial lighting and non-stop lifestyle, severely disrupts this natural rhythm. Currently, about one-third of American adults get less than the recommended 7 hours of sleep nightly. This sleep deficit can have profound effects on the brain, including heightened risks of Alzheimer's disease, memory lapses, and general cognitive decline. Why is sleep so indispensable? One compelling reason is that sleep serves as a natural cleansing mechanism for the brain. During sleep, the glymphatic system activates to clear out the day's metabolic debris. This includes harmful substances like kynurenine and beta amyloids, which, if accumulated, are linked to depression and other conditions. Furthermore, lack of sleep impairs the prefrontal cortex, the brain's decision-making center, while empowering the emotion-driven amygdala. This imbalance can lead to impulsive actions and heightened stress reactions, often resulting in poor choices like overeating or indulging in unhealthy cravings. To combat sleeplessness, it's best to avoid immediately turning to sleeping pills, which can leave you groggy and further disrupt your natural rhythms. A more effective approach is to limit exposure to electronic devices at night. The blue light emitted from screens can inhibit melatonin production, the hormone responsible for regulating sleep. Having highlighted the importance of restorative sleep, our next focus will be on another pivotal aspect of brain health: physical exercise. Part 9: Exercise, a catalyst for enhanced cognitive function. Imagine journeying to northern Tanzania, where you'd encounter the Hadza community, modern hunter-gatherers, traversing over 5 miles daily in their search for food. This active lifestyle is not just a survival mechanism, but a blueprint of how movement is deeply ingrained in our biology, benefiting both body and brain. This brings us to a crucial realization. Regular exercise can significantly enhance cognitive functions. Today, unlike the Hadza, most of us struggle to incorporate sufficient physical activity into our lives. Health guidelines suggest at least 30 minutes of daily exercise for adults, but only a minuscule 5% of US adults meet these recommendations. This lack of activity is linked directly to the symptoms of disconnection syndrome, such as mood dips and clouded cognition. Exercise bolsters brain health in several powerful ways. Primarily, it stimulates the prefrontal cortex, the brain's command center for functions like decision-making, strategic planning, and problem-solving. Illustrative of this point was a 2011 study involving 171 schoolchildren who were tested on their critical thinking and mathematical abilities. Half of the group engaged in physical activity before the test, while the other half did not. The active group notably outperformed their peers, a phenomenon attributed to the increased blood flow to the prefrontal cortex triggered by aerobic exercises. Beyond just boosting brain function, exercise is renowned for enhancing mood. The euphoria commonly described as runner's high is a well-known immediate benefit, but the long-term emotional gains are equally substantial. Extensive research illustrates a robust link between regular physical activity and improved mental health. One standout study published in the journal Psychiatry reviewed the habits of over 40,000 adults over a decade and found that even minimal physical activity, as little as 1 hour a week, significantly lowered depression risk. The type of exercise you choose does not diminish these benefits. The key is consistency and engagement, whether through gardening, jogging, or resistance training. Integrating some form of physical activity into your daily routine ensures not only physical wellness, but also a sharper, healthier mind. Part 10. Rebooting the brain through mindfulness and meditation. Imagine your mind like a computer running too many applications at once, causing it to freeze or glitch. The modern world, with its incessant demands and distractions, can overload your mental circuits in much the same way. To combat this, sometimes what's needed is a moment of quiet, a reset for your cognitive processes. The central message here is that you can effectively retrain your brain through the practice of mindfulness. The interest in mindfulness and meditation is more than just a trend. They've gained traction in popular culture and scientific circles alike. This surge in popularity is reflected in the statistics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notes that from 2012 to 2017, yoga practitioners doubled, while meditation practitioners tripled among American adults. What's driving this dramatic increase? Many people are turning to these practices as an antidote to the relentless pace and pressures of contemporary life. This sentiment is increasingly supported by a wealth of scientific evidence indicating that meditation and mindfulness can profoundly impact the brain's structure and function. For instance, a notable study at Harvard in 2011 tracked participants who underwent 8 weeks of mindfulness training. MRI scans before and after the program revealed increased gray matter density in the prefrontal cortex, an area associated with higher cognitive functions, such as planning, problem solving, and emotional regulation. More significantly, routine meditation practices have been shown to foster better stress management and reduce impulsivity. Research conducted by Dr. Yi-Yuan Tang at Stanford University suggests that regular meditation strengthens connections within the prefrontal cortex while calming the amygdala, the brain's emotional center. These changes not only help in controlling emotions, but also reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine can be straightforward and doesn't require much time. For example, as little as 12 minutes of meditation daily can enhance blood circulation to the prefrontal cortex, mirroring the benefits of a longer session. If you're new to meditation, you can start simply by focusing on your breathing. Seat yourself comfortably, close your eyes, and pay attention to the air moving in and out of your lungs, aiming for slow, measured breaths that each last about 20 seconds. Remember, if your thoughts drift, that's okay. Mindfulness is a skill that improves with practice. By dedicating a few minutes each day to meditation, you're well on your way to a more centered, calm state of mind. Next, we will discuss a structured 10-day plan to further enhance your mindfulness journey. Part 11, Embarking on a Journey to Brain Health with the BrainWash Program. As we've explored, the conveniences and habits promoted by modern life often impair our cognitive functions, contributing to feelings of depression and disconnection. While there's no instant cure for this disconnection syndrome, adopting consistent, healthy habits can make a significant difference. To guide this transformation, Dr. David Perlmutter and Dr. Austin Perlmutter have developed a comprehensive 10-day brainwash program. The essence of this program, and our final directive, is that committing to the brainwash program is your first step toward sustainable change. Each day of the program zeroes in on a different aspect of brain health, helping you to gradually reform and fortify your daily routines. Day 1 focuses on a digital detox. Eliminate non-essential digital activity and block distracting apps to minimize digital noise. On day 2, cultivate empathy and gratitude. Reflect on the positives in your life and jot down 5 things you're grateful for. Day 3 encourages reconnection with nature. Whether it's a leisurely walk, a picnic, or gardening, get outside and breathe fresh air. Day 4 is about dietary detox. Evaluate your eating habits, cut out processed foods, and explore recipes that use fresh, nutrient-rich ingredients. Also, consider what vitamins might benefit your daily regimen. For day 5, optimize your sleep environment. Remove electronic devices from your bedroom, avoid caffeine in the afternoon, and establish a consistent bedtime. Day 6 is all about embracing physical activity. Start with something simple like walking or a gym session, and consider ways to integrate regular exercise into your routine. On day 7, focus on meditation. Spend 12 minutes on deep breathing exercises to calm the mind and enhance focus. Day 8 emphasizes strengthening social connections. Combat loneliness by engaging with friends, family, or community groups. Day 9 is a day of reflection. Review the past week, noting what strategies were most effective for you. Finally, day 10 is about moving forward. Reflect on the improvements in how you feel and commit to maintaining these healthier habits. By following these steps, you can begin to counteract the effects of disconnection syndrome and pave the way to a healthier, more fulfilling life. Final summary. In the labyrinth of modern life, our brain's equilibrium is constantly threatened. Factors such as poor dietary choices, insufficient sleep, and the relentless pull of digital distractions are driving an increase in impulsivity, depression, and a profound sense of disconnection from meaningful experiences. Yet hope is not lost. By consciously cultivating healthier habits, such as embracing whole foods, immersing ourselves in nature, and moderating our technology use, we have the power to reconfigure our brain's wiring. This shift not only promises to enhance our immediate well-being, but also sets the foundation for sustained happiness and contentment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.